I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe's awaiting a change that's likely to bring with it hope. We spoke with a young woman who works with Voice of the Martyrs. Although she doubts the country will erupt into post-election violence, it's important to remember to pray for believers in Zimbabwe during this time of transition. She says they haven't lost their faith and believe a new government will be a new beginning for them. And this week closed a 168-hour prayer vigil on the campus of Eastern Kentucky University in the U.S. University Christian Fellowship students took part. The four students who put the plan in motion decided to go big or go home. They wanted to rely on God to fill each hour-long prayer slot, something they couldn't do alone. As they hoped, it raised questions from non-Christians who began to ask for prayer. More college prayer movements are going on right now. Read more at our website, Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. More news, podcasts, and other stuff available at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.